Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him.
Who wrote this hymn? Do you remember? I told you last time. It's Charles Wesley. Although in college he was very devoted to God, he realized that something was lacking in his spiritual life one dark night on a ship tossed by a terrible storm. Charles and his brother John were crossing the Atlantic Ocean when a horrible storm came up, and the mast of the ship was broken off. It was a very scary time for Charles, but there was a group of 26 Moravian travelers who were not afraid. They had their trust in God, and they were not fearful. This really impressed Charles. He realized that although he did the right things, he didn't fully trust in God. He wanted that perfect trust. A couple years later, he came into contact with another Moravian. He finally was truly converted in May of 1738. We get to sing his song, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, together. Going to play a game for reviewing our New Testament books. So I'm going to say the first book, and then you say the next one, and we'll go back and forth. And whenever we have like a first and second, or first and second, third, then we will just count that as one. So if it's first and second Corinthians, and I get first and second Corinthians, then you do the next one, Galatians, okay? So let's try this. Here we go. Matthew, your turn. Luke, Acts, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Ephesians, Colossians. Did you say 1st and 2nd Thessalonians? My turn. 1st and 2nd Timothy, Philemon, James, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Revelation. Great job. Now, we're going to go to our Bible lesson. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. If you are new to our podcast, I want to welcome you specifically. You know, it takes a lot of time to do this podcast, but it is so worth it. You know why? Because we at Starting with Jesus want to see you develop a deeper relationship with Him. We want to see you learn more about Him. We want to see you start every day with Jesus. And so that's why we've provided this podcast for you so that you can enjoy it. We want you to share it with your friends. We want you to reach out to us and let us know how you're enjoying it. Write us a review. Let us know what you think. Tell us how this podcast is changing your life or the life of your family. We want to hear from you. You can write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. Seedpod at startingwithjesus.com. We really want to hear from you and how much you're enjoying it. Now, before we get started with today's lesson, we always want to do what? Can you tell me? You're right. We always want to pray. We want to pray that Jesus will come into our hearts and our lives and that He will be with us today. So let's bow our heads and close our eyes and we're going to talk to Him. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity that we have to study from your word, that we can learn of you. Please help us to understand what you want us to learn today. Amen. For 3 hours before Jesus died, darkness covered the land. When lightning flashed, the terrified people could see Jesus on the cross. Even when the sun shone again, Jesus' cross was covered with darkness. It was almost like the darkness wanted to cover or hide his terrible suffering. And when that darkness went away, guess what Jesus did? He cried out with a loud voice, "It is finished!" And he died. What did the soldiers who were standing around, what did they say about Jesus when he died? Let's look at Mark chapter 15, verse 39. I want you to get your Bibles, and I want you to look this up with us, because the more that we practice looking up Bible verses, the easier it'll become and the easier it'll be. If you're not quite ready for that, ask one of the adults in your family if they can help you. Let's go to Mark. That's the second book in the what testament? The New Testament. You got it. Mark chapter 15. Then we're going to read verse 39. Mark chapter 15. Those are the big numbers. And then verse 39. Each chapter is divided up into verses. And we want to read verse number 39. Here's what it says.
So when the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God."
What is a centurion? Do you know what that is? It's an officer who is in charge of 100 men. He was kind of one of the main ones in charge. What did he say? He said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." At that moment when Jesus said, "It is finished," guess what happened? The earth started shaking. Many graves of the righteous people who had died were open. Did you know that? That's often a point that is glossed over. That means people don't really think about it. But when Jesus died, the earth started to shake. There was a big earthquake. And then the graves of some righteous people were broken open and they came back to life. Let's look at Matthew, because Matthew tells us this. Matthew chapter 27, verse 51 through 53. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 27. Those are the big numbers. And then look down for verse 51, 52, and 53. Those are the little numbers. You'll probably have to turn the page to the next page over, because that's a lot of verses in Matthew chapter 27, isn't it? Matthew chapter 27, verse 51 through 53. That's what we're going to read. Let's see what it says.
"And then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city, and appeared to many."
So these people came out of the graves. They were brought back to life, and they went into the holy city, or Jerusalem, and they appeared to many. Do you kind of wonder, like me, who these people were? Could it have been somebody like Abel? Could it have been someone like Samuel? Could it have been someone like Jonah? Or someone like Daniel or his three friends? Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? With broken hearts, Jesus' mother, his disciples, and his friends had watched as he had suffered and died. In only a few hours, all their hopes had perished. Their dreams of a powerful king, a wonderful kingdom, a new world order was gone. They almost wished that they could die too. I don't know about you boys and girls, but if you were ever to lose a loved one, or if you have lost a loved one, it hurts so bad that life almost doesn't seem worth living anymore. It hurts, and it's okay to feel that hurt. It's okay to feel bad. It's okay to be sad. That's normal, and it's totally fine. But that's when it's important to reach out to Jesus. Reach out to Him. Tell Him how you feel. Reach out to the people around you who love you and care about you, and just have that extra love, that extra support as you're going through tough times. You know, the priests and the rulers didn't want bodies hanging on the crosses on Sabbath. So what were the soldiers told to do? We're going to see what John tells us that the soldiers were told to do. The story of Jesus is written down in four different books of the Bible: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's called the Gospels. Each of those Gospels were written by different people. So not all of them have the exact same story or the exact same perspective, because they're different men who had different stories to tell about Jesus. That's why we kind of skip around a little bit, so that as we read all the different perspectives, all the different stories, we can get a big picture of what happened. So we're going to go to John. John is the fourth book in the New Testament: Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 19. We're going to look up John chapter 19. And then we're going to look for verse 31, 32, 33, and 34. We're going to see what the Roman soldiers were supposed to do. John chapter 19, the big numbers, verse 31 through 34. Let's see what that says.
Therefore, because it was the preparation day, that the body shall not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. And then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with the spear, and immediately blood and water came out.
Why did they break the legs of the two thieves on the cross? Do you know? Because they were still alive. What happened was, when these men were nailed to the cross, they were hanging there, and it hurt so badly that they just were kind of slumped there. But they were pinned to the cross. But because of the way that they were pinned to the cross, they couldn't breathe unless they lifted themselves up. They pushed against their feet. They lifted themselves up so they could take a big deep breath, and then they would slump back down until the next breath that they had to take. And then when they absolutely had to take another breath, they would lift themselves up, push against those nails through their feet, take another breath, and then slump back down. When their legs were broken, they couldn't do that. And so they suffocated and they died because they couldn't get a breath of air. But with Jesus, he was already dead. So they didn't break any of his bones. Instead, they plunged that spear into his side. The disciples couldn't bear to think of how Jesus' enemies would treat his body and where he would be buried. And even if they could get permission to bury him, they were too poor to take proper care of his precious, bruised body and put him in a proper grave. What were they to do? What would they do? Did you know that God had made provision? He had already taken care of this problem. They just didn't know it yet. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24 says, "Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear." Did you know that God has 1,000 ways to provide? Even when the disciples didn't know what they were going to do with Jesus' body, how they were going to find a tomb, and Sabbath was coming, what were they to do? God had already prepared a way. And we're going to find out next time what that way was, what He had done to help the disciples. Did you know that God will always provide for you, boys and girls? Whenever you're confused or you're perplexed or you don't know what to do, who do we need to turn to? Jesus. Jesus will always provide. He can give you direction and help you to know what to do. Let's pray and ask Him to lead us and guide us today, all right? Dear Lord, we want to pray that You will lead us today. When we don't know what to do, when there's things that come up that we don't know what we should do, we ask and we pray that You will lead and guide and that You will provide in Your time and in Your way. Help us to trust You. Amen. We have our memory verse, right? Acts chapter 17, verse 3. Good job. It says, Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead. In order to save us from our sins, He had to suffer. Let's sing this song together.
Acts 17, verse 3.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.